out in the cold nearly every day, in a city that's lost its way. Still on the rooftops, every place, but there's so much more to say.
.7 The Voice, and a Twirl debut, 20 Cent Crush and On This Day. And that is the first Christmas song we've played all season long, and that is because of my good friend Adam Waltzemeyer. And I will bring him up right now. He's on the line from Florida. Adam, how you doing?
I am doing just fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, pleasure to have you on here. I think we got a new tradition on our hands. Adam Waltzemeyer kicking off the holiday season on Twirl Radio. So you sent me this and a whole bunch of other Christmas tracks. What is the backstory? Why are you sending me these Christmas songs? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to put together a Christmas album. And I got to thinking about it, you know, towards the end of last year. And, you know, I announced to several of the artists that had been on various Pop Garden radio discs, you know, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, just to see if there'd be interest in it. And I got a lot of interest quickly. I was starting to get, you know, songs as early as January.
Wow. That's, yeah. I mean, people don't start their shopping till, you know, November. So you got your, you got artists actually recording songs for you like 10 months early, 11 months early. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many exclusive tracks on this disc. You know, I think all three that we're going to play tonight are exclusive. That 20 Cent Crush song, I'm so happy with that. Phil Rosenthal is the lead singer and the leader of 20 Cent Crush. He's an extremely talented guy. And he brought along Nelson Bragg, who I know your listeners are familiar with, and Steve Burns from Maple Mars. He's playing guitar in that song as well. So it's kind of an all-star version of 20 Cent Crush. And the song is just so good, Mike.
It's a really great song, and I've listened to several of the tracks on this album, and what I like about it is that there's so many originals, and, you know, I'm not really big into the traditional Christmas music, so I love when we get our indie friends to create something for the holiday. That makes it more special because they created it for the year 2013 and, you know, for your radio show. I mean, this is just so cool. A lot of mutual friends that we have out there.
And then, you know, we get to share it with you and all the other shows like ours around the country. And, you know, Ruby Free, their song on there is something that's exclusive to the track. And I know your listeners are familiar with Ruby Free and, well, Maple Mars with Rick Remodka, of course.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to put in a plug here because I keep telling everybody that I had such a good time at the Rock on the Road Festival in Orange County back in August. Got to see you again for the second time. And, you know, And you know what? What a couple of days. Just, it's like Woodstock for indie artists. I just thought that was the highlight of my summer.
Well, thank you for saying that. And then we topped it off with those bacon burgers.
Yes, we did at Slater's 50-50. And those are truly bacon burgers. I mean, the burgers themselves. Why don't you tell us what the composition of the burgers are?
Well, it's Slater's 50-50 because the burger itself is half ground beef, half ground bacon.
Is that amazing or what?
The fat man's dream, I tell you.
Oh, my God. Which reminds me, we just came out of Thanksgiving here, so this is just such a nice way to kind of come to life out of our Thanksgiving tryptophan-induced stupor and talk about some more food and music, you know. I went for a bike ride. I burned off a few hundred calories, but I think I ingested about 4,000 on Thursday, so it's not even close.
You know, whenever we get together, whether it's in person, on the phone, or on the air, we're always talking about food, Mike. I don't know what that says.
It always comes back to it. And you know, the thing is, when we were at the hangar in Orange County, the Orange County Fair for the second day of the festival, we're hearing all this great music. The door is wide open. It looks like a big hangar, and of course, there's several fast food places. So I was smelling all sorts of food. I was smelling Mexican food. Yeah. And I was smelling something in the background, barbecue. I could not believe that you kind of had all the senses taken care of right there.
Oh, that barbecue. Oh, next year you got to walk by that barbecue. It is just humongous. And anything you can think of that can be barbecued is on that grill.
My goodness. My goodness. And I know we've got some vegetarian listeners out there. And my apologies. They're good friends of ours. But you know what? Oh, my gosh. What a summary thing to do. And so I got to ask you, you are in Florida. You're on the Space and Treasure Coast of Florida. You go to Disney World a lot. That's like your home away from home. So what are the holidays like for you in Florida? I mean, here in the colder climates, and yes, I'm in the colder part of California, we have a certain set way of doing things. And no, it doesn't snow here. But, you know, we think as soon as it's cold, that's Thanksgiving. And as soon as it's colder and here rainier, then it's Christmas. What's the holidays like for you in Florida?
Well, you know, Thanksgiving morning, when I left the house, it was 38 degrees. That's okay. Florida cold.
That is cold,
that's
actually.
Really, yeah. But, you know, Christmas is usually, you know, upper 60s. Christmas Day, it always rains. I can't remember a Christmas Day where it hasn't rained.
Wow.
No, no snow.
No, I can't imagine. I know you guys get frost, so it really – I mean, that it's like if you had to get one thing, it shouldn't be frost. You guys grow all the oranges and all the citrus that we use – that we drink out here, and it's like what's up with the frost? But I know it's what people think of sunshine. It's hard to imagine. We both live in the warm climates, and people think that we're all at the beach. You know, probably not exactly beach weather in Florida. Certainly isn't in California.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was actually at the beach, but I certainly wouldn't want to go in November, December, January.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. So other things happening in your world. You were telling me that you had a pretty cool covers show last night on Pop Garden Radio.
Yeah, that's become a tradition. This is the one of the ninth overall cover special. And I do it the show after Thanksgiving because I look at covers as artists paying tribute to being thankful for, you know, the artists that inspired them, the songs that inspired them. And just did a 3-hour show of all covers and a lot of exclusive stuff. And it was just fun. I think it was probably maybe 95% all independent artists.
That's really, really cool. Did they cover well-known artists or did anybody cover indie artists as well?
A little mix of both, really. I mean, a lot of well-known songs, because the initial idea was to have, when I started the show back in 2005, I wanted to introduce, you know, these independent artists that I like, that I enjoy, to the local audience by way of songs that they already know.
Gotcha.
You know, like hearing, you know, pop dudes play Helter Skelter. You know, stuff like that, and that kind of got the ball rolling. And now, you know, I get exclusive tracks sent in to me every year. Like Scoober sent in a really cool track called For Shame, originally recorded by Kix, that I played last night. Timmy Sean sent me a couple from the band Loser. He sent me a couple. He sent me a Spice Girls cover and a Blondie cover that I played. It's just a lot of fun. It's the show that I look forward to the most every year.
I like it, and that's a great reason for doing it. Sort of like a bridge between the classics and the new stuff, you know, kind of a gateway to these artists that we love.
Yeah, and then I got on an odd, unintentional Olivia Newton-John kick last night. Didn't even realize I'd played 4 covers of songs that Olivia had hits with it.
Wow.
And then I decided to end it with her version of Take Me Home Country Road just to confuse everybody.
Olivia Newton-John Denver, there you go. But that's pretty cool. You know, it's funny, you don't realize what an influence she is, but she kind of ruled the 70s, as did many others.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Very, very cool. So, you know, I know that we talk about each other quite a bit, but I just want you to remind my listeners, when is your show on and how can they listen to your show every week?
It is Friday night at 12 a.m. Eastern time, so Saturday morning, so 9 p.m. Pacific on Friday nights. Best place to listen online is popgardenradio.com. We've got a fun little chat room. You can hang out and chat with me and the artists that I'm playing and friends and fans. And popgardenradio.com and Friday nights. It's coming up on our 9th year.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned the chat room. You told me, I think last year, I've been wondering why it's called the Group W Bench. And that's kind of appropriate considering the holiday that we just finished here.
Well, that's kind of where it started. You know, from Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Yes.
That's where the can I say the, yeah, I played on the radio. The mother rapers and father rapers. that's where they're sitting. And then, you know, the fact that my last name is Waltzemeyer, to kind of play that in there too. But apparently the Group W was Westinghouse.
Yes.
At one point. So I didn't know that until about a year ago.
Oh, so I grew up with that because I grew up in LA and I think KFWB, the news station, was a Group W station. So I just thought you went big time when I first heard you.
I had no idea. My boss told me about a year ago. He's like, why are you referencing Westinghouse at every show? What do you mean?
And of course, Westinghouse made refrigerators. And we both like that.
Yes. That's where it keeps the food that we like so much.
Exactly. Exactly. So how would you describe Pop Garden Radio? What can my listeners expect when they decide that they want to hear your show on Friday, anywhere from Friday nights to Saturday mornings?
Well, you know, our shows are very similar, Mike. You know, we highlight the independent artists. We pepper in some established artists here and there. You know, we have artist interviews. My thought of it is it's me hanging out with a bunch of my friends in my living room, playing the songs that I'm into that I think they should really be into as well. And, you know, I take requests in the chat room now, which I hadn't done that for a long time. And I finally have it set up where I can do that. That adds a fun element to it as well.
Yeah, the whole grab bag element of surprise. You never know what you're going to get. And then listeners absolutely love when they hear their song on the radio.
Yeah, and that's cool. And I always give shout outs. I mean, you do too, you know, when you see people on your Facebook page, and you know, people like that. It just makes them part of the show. And
yes.
Sometimes just last week, I debuted a song by Identical Sons, and one of the members of the band was in the chat room, and before I played the song, I'm like, I'm calling you. So just out of nowhere, I called him, put him on the air.
Oh, I love that.
Complete improv like that. So it's pretty neat.
And, you know, it speaks to the immediacy of radio, real radio, where a DJ is running the board and everything, because I like the music you hear on some of the pre-programmed radio stations. You know what they are. You know, we have them in every city. But I really don't like the fact that they're automated and there's no DJ to interact with you and more importantly, shepherd you through the music. I hear some great songs. I'd like to know what they are. And yeah, I can text the station and find out what it is. But I'd rather have a DJ tell me why that song is worth listening to.
And the station has offered, you know, to give me a board op, to have someone, you know, run the board for me while I just, you know, talk in between songs. And I make out a playlist every week, but I rarely ever go by it. I'm throwing stuff in left and right, and then I change my mind. So, you know, it's going to be all country night tonight.
You call an audible.
Yeah, it's just I used to prepare every single song in order, exactly what time, and I realized that's not me. I like to just wing it sometimes.
See, that's fun. And, you know, you would definitely frustrate a professional board op with that way of doing things.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I bring in my old headphones. I sit in the chair and it's me having fun with it, you know. And now I get to play Christmas songs. Yay.
It's that season. I'm chatting with Adam Waltemeyer of Pop Garden Radio, and he just released a compilation album of Christmas songs called A Pop Garden Christmas. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to another song off that album? Adam, what song do you want to hear?
Let's go with the Smith Brothers. This was actually the first track submitted. They had submitted it right around Christmas time of last year when I first put out that email. And they actually added Joe Giddings to the recording as well. It's just a great, great Smith Brothers track.
Okay, here's the Smith Brothers, and this is Christmas here on Twirl Radio.
Children while they sing, and snow angels are all around. And all the colors of the lights light up the town. So this is Christmas. Christmas is here. Thank you.
Twirl Radio with one of the tracks off of Adam Waltemeyer's A Pop Garden Christmas compilation. Since he's here right now, why don't I let Adam tell you what we just heard? Adam, what was that?
That was a great new track from the Smith Brothers, This Is Christmas. And they recorded that, you know, around Christmas time last year, and I loved it so much. They added some finishing touches to it recently. And I just think it's such I don't want to say festive. It's a feel-good song.
And, you know, that's my version of festive. You know, I want the music to be, you know, upbeat and, you know, make me enjoy the season. You know, the stuff you've got on this album makes me really enjoy the season and look forward to playing it.
And it's, you know, we cross genres all over the place on the disc. It's not just power pop. You know, we've got some folksy songs. You know, that Star Saunders song is something that she had toyed around with years and years ago. She sent me a demo way back when. And she decided to go ahead and polish it off and make it a full-fledged song just for this disc.
And Star is one of those people that you turned me on to and let me pilfer off of your playlist. And it's funny, you're the guy on the East Coast turning me on to California musicians, and you've done that yeah. a number of times. I love how that geography works in the 21st century.
Yeah, she's almost in your backyard.
Yeah, Northern California. And the other one's Megan Slankard. She's like she's between the Bay Area and here in Sacramento. She's really close.
Yeah, and Megan was the second artist that I played on the air ever.
Oh, wow. There's some history, some good history there. Mm-hmm. So we've only got a couple minutes left. I cannot believe how fast this segment's gone by. Why don't you tell the listeners where they can get their own copy of A Pop Garden Christmas and tell them again about your show?
Well, the album is digital only, and you can get it at popgarden.bandcamp.com. It's 28 tracks.
Wow.
So it's 23 fit on a CD. And then we get those 5 bonus tracks because I just don't have the ability to say no.
good man.
And 28 tracks for $10.
Jeez. That's like pennies a track, and it's just wonderful music.
Well, thank you. And I'm extremely happy with the way that it turned out. And, you know, we got some familiar tracks on there. You know, Scott Erickson, you know, please Come Home for Christmas, Ding Dong Ding Dong by Pop Dudes.
Oh, wow.
So you get some familiar stuff in there. But all those originals on there are just so good.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to hear them. And I'll definitely sprinkle them throughout the shows over the next coming weeks. I'm here with Adam Waltemeyer. First of all, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. And second of all, I want to say Merry Christmas, although I know we'll chat between now and then.
Sure, we will. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry, Merry to you as well.
Thank you. And we've got time for one more track off the album. So what shall we hear as we go out?
Lisa Michaels' Winter Is Here. She wrote that song right after we saw her in August. And she had gone through something in her personal life, and she turned it into that song.
Is she not like the sweetest person ever?
Absolutely. She's one of my closest friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see why. I mean, she's just wonderful. That's all I can say. You know, I had her on the show for about 25 minutes earlier in the year, and then I talked to her for another 25 minutes off the air. And just, yeah, you know, you can tell when you've got a good person on the phone.
Yes, absolutely. And the song is so genuine, and it's beautiful, too.
Wow. Well, here we go. Adam Waltemeyer of Pop Garden Radio, thanks so much for sharing a good half hour with us here.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I always have a good time, and have to have you on my show for our annual New Year's Eve discussion.
Cannot wait. We'll recap 2013 and whatever else we want to talk about then. Thanks, Adam.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, here's Lisa Michaels.
She Magic.